Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Mike's Hard Lemonade Lemons.
I'm Sunny, a powerhouse of full-bodied bite.
I'm Tina, ready to bring the zesty za-za-zing.
I'm K-K-K-Cal, fresher than a cold plunge.
Three unique characters, one unmatched flavor. Mike's Hard Lemonade, made with real character.
Please drink responsibly. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. Premium malt beverage with flavors.
Hey, it's Brianna Stewart here with Ally Bank. Whether it's at work or with family, life never calls a timeout. Sometimes you're ready, and sometimes you have to react on your feet. Unexpected travel, retail therapy, and of course, the kids need new kicks right now. Ally gets it, and they build banking around real life. So even in those clutch money moments, you can spend and save confidently with the bank that's got your back. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I mean, I think you would chunk a chip too if you did it cross-handed. You know?
Don't get me started. This is a golf podcast, damn it.
Emotional damage.
Stimulants.
Yeah, I can get over the drones.
All right, let's fire this shit up.
Yeah, it was usually after a big putt, and I really felt like that. And it was probably – there was maybe one twilight round where, like, maybe it was just us out there. You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, anybody else want to talk about how they're delusional? Not just me?
No, we're fine. We're talking about you and your delusionalness.
Yeah, you're by far the most delusional.
That's fine. I wear that badge with honor. All right, episode 30. We made it to 30. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Rory. My note here is Rory wins another useless tournament. Not much more to elaborate on that one. Want to talk to Shane Lowry, how all of his hole-in-ones on tour are at, like, the sickest par threes.
Literally.
Might be out on Tom Kim. That's bullet.
Whoa.
Yeah, you need to relax with that.
Whoa. I might be. No, you need to relax with that. It's not like I hate the guy.
We can put the. Out. I don't know, man. On what? His fashion this past weekend? Can we get a health check on Joe Scherr?
I thought he was having a cramp, Jim.
I don't know how I felt about the hand warmers, but that's just me. I'm not a pro golfer. I don't get paid millions of dollars. They hit a
Who's
little white ball up and down the field.
Tom Kim. Hand warmers?
He like the football player hand warmers. He had it buckled in around his waist.
Like what Max used to do?
That's wild. What was the weather like there?
I mean, it was cold, but like, I don't know if it was like Nike symbol hand warmer cold.
When I did it, it was also like 38 degrees.
The fucking 2004 AFC Championship game cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I did it when it was 38 degrees in South Carolina in January. So.
Yeah,
I get a little more break than Tom Kim. He was in California.
Here we go to South Carolina for Nagel's birthday, and it's the coldest fucking weekend of South Carolina history. Perfect.
Next year, go to Arizona. Rains in the desert on my birthday.
The only day we play the nice course, they're like, here's 3 inches of rain.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. I'm so it was like hungover.
It was like black, and it was like white with like white exterior, black interior, and he had it on his tailbone.
You think he's doing it as a fashion trend?
I don't know, but if that's the case, it can go in the same mother effing category as people that wear joggers. Get out of here.
With no socks, too.
No socks.
Why are you showing it?
I'm not wearing joggers. I just wear tapers. Like, it doesn't have a scrunch.
Tapers are fine. I just don't want to see your ankles. What are you, preparing for a flood?
I hate you.
Did the levee
break? Three times Daigle's called me out
Jimmy,
on that.
Is Jimmy's finger in the well?
What?
I fucked that one up.
Why was Jimmy's
Keeping
finger
all this
in there?
I don't know. What is Jimmy's finger doing in that fucking well, dude?
We'll never know.
Dude, fucking a tail all this time, dude. Jimmy gets his finger stuck in the well, dude.
Well, speaking of joggers, I don't know if you saw, but Phil Mickelson
is now wearing the joggers. He's 55 years old, dude. Chill out, dude. Enough with the sunglasses, the Air Force Ones, the fucking the Jordan Ones, the friggin'.
Just trying to fit in. That.
Yeah, what's
dude?
What's
I just don't like snake oil sales, there. Man. It's like, dude, drink your coffee and fucking play golf, dude. Fucking leave me alone.
What's the meme there with Steve Buscemi in high school? He's like, "What up, fellow classmates?
Hello, fellow kids."
I feel like that's Phil right now. He's trying so hard to be cool. He's gonna start using lingo.
Dude, imagine you get he's like, "What's up, slime?" Just talking to fucking Grant Horvat. I'd be like, "Dude, I'm turning this shit off."
He gets a hot dog at the turn. He's like, "This shit bussin'."
Oh, you got a glizzy at the turn. This shit bussin', dude.
Bussin', dude.
All right. We'll talk about Liv, Bryson, and they're going to play. They're playing under the lights in Dubai. Bryson hit that. Did anybody see the fucking shot that Bryson hit out of the sand this weekend? I watched it like 50 times.
Was he like in a cave?
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck he was at. Dude, he was in a bunker like around a corner. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I don't know. And then I want to end with TGL, how it was a tight match, how Tiger looked sick, and how Good bought a stake of the – I think it was the LA team, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Anybody thoughts, comments, concerns before we let her rip?
Is the TGL playing tonight?
I think it's tomorrow night.
No.
This tonight?
Boston. Tomorrow night.
Oh,
yeah,
tomorrow night. Yeah. Boston's playing. Boston versus LA.
Hideki Ujimama.
Do you think Luka will be able to suit up for LA after this soon after getting traded?
No, they're gonna wait, I bet, until after the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, I wonder.
Did you see the whole theory where the NBA is planning it just to reignite the Lakers Celtics rivalry? Yeah.
Of course.
Well, it's gonna fucking work, dude. I'm nervous
because the league's dying.
All right, timeout. If we want one superstar to go to the Lakers, like, it's got to be Luka, dude. The dude does not give a fuck. Like, he's 1,000 pounds overweight. He's not.
I just want to get. Yeah, he played zero defense with Dallas.
None, dude.
Dude, that's why he got traded.
Kilgis Alexander or like fucking. You know what I mean? Or like Giannis.
The Clippers traded. Okay,
or if Giannis goes to Golden State, I'll hurl myself off a tall building, off a really tall building. Hurl,
bro. Can somebody just come to Boston?
Why, dude? We have the best roster since the fucking KD Warriors. Dude.
Don't just give me Jokic for nobody. Just give us Jokic. We'll give you fucking Jaden Springer and call it a day.
I think the only trade we could logically make is literally Jaylen Brown for Giannis. I think that is the only thing we could do to make.
You will never see me again.
Or what do they do with JD Davidson?
I don't know, dude. He's averaging 45 points in the fuck per game in the G League, dude. He's adding,
yeah.
Like, the dude's like. So,
yeah,
like leading for MVP voting.
It's like him or Peyton Pritchard.
No, dude.
Yeah.
But Peyton Pritchard could actually average double digits in the NBA.
I bet JD could too. JD's dropping fucking 50 points
in the
G
League. I wouldn't hate moving off of Springer and giving JD Davidson those minutes. Wouldn't hate that.
You just have too many guards.
We need to get rid of both of them. I feel JD's his stock's pretty high right now. Like his talent's just getting wasted.
That never translates, dude. He could be the best player at that speed and not even have a role on a team as like NBA speed. But anyway, all right, I'm gonna send us into the episode. Is everybody okay? Any more basketball takes? We want to get off our chest here.
Celtics in five, back to back. Let's go.
You goddamn motherfucking right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another edition of Four Dudes, One Cart. It is a very special 30th episode. We made it to 30, boys. We got a packed house. We got Daigle back. How was your week off, buddy?
Stressful. Moving all week.
Oh, good. Glad I brought it
Happy
up.
Happy it's almost done.
It goes good. Glad I brought it up.
My man.
Traumatizing.
Dude, moving is the fucking worst, dude.
Yeah, just lift shit up, put it down. It's a blizzard. Just everything that could go wrong, dude.
Oh, my God, it was snowing? And wasn't there an earthquake?
Yeah.
Snowed twice this weekend.
My God, dude. It's hell on earth up there, literally, dude.
Just nonstop moving.
Max, what's up, boys?
Just hanging out, dude. A lot of work, a lot of moving snow.
Nice.
No golf yet. It's coming though.
Keeps you employed.
I played I played golf for the first time in 2 weeks after doing that, after finishing that stupid thing called moving as well, Diggle.
Yeah, you paid people to move you, though. You were the smart one.
Yeah, but there's still more boxes and boxes and boxes of a certain someone's stuff that's still in the garage, but that's neither here nor there.
Dude, I don't know what's worse, that or all the empty boxes, because we fucking packed everything we owned into two cars. We threw everything else away when we moved. And it was like we had so many things be arriving at our house and like needing to be put together and like done, and like it was just fucking insane. Thank God Kojak was there with a screwdriver, dude. The dude just locked in, dude. He's like, give me those instructions right fucking now, dude. I'm fucking putting that together.
I put half his bed or
we did both desks, the bed,
half his house together.
Yeah. Anyway, shows how handy.
Yeah, waste management literally hates me. The amount of like cardboard and shit that's just been like out on the driveway for like, oh, recycle day is Wednesday. Everyone else has like one bin of stuff, and it looks like, you know, there's enough boxes for eight families in my driveway.
Kilimanjaro in the driveway full of cardboard.
Like, yeah, we need
I just dropped all the empty boxes off at my old apartment complex as a final goodbye. Here's all my trash.
As a parting gift.
Dude, yeah.
We went to the fucking dump. We had so much cardboard, dude. We had to go to the dump. It was so much. It was insane. Kayla going to the dump. I wasn't going. Anyway, I just want to say, dude, we made it to 30. Shout out to everybody out there. Some of the last couple episodes we've had have been some of the most successful in the pod's short history here. So I just wanted to give a shout out everybody who listens, everybody who downloads. We've had a bunch of people like and subscribe and rate us 5 stars recently. So if you haven't done that yet, go ahead and go to either Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever you listen to your podcast. Go ahead and rate us 5 stars. And give us some feedback, dude. We had some great comments on the episode last week. Questionable content, but we'll keep – you can go look at that if you want. But we won't say it on the pod. Still funny nonetheless. But, dude, let's get right into it. It's another glorious week to be a Rory McIlroy fan. He won another useless fucking tournament. This time it was a pro-am, even more of a whack and giggle than most of the tournaments that Rory wins nowadays. I'm being a little backhanded. He did fight in fire 6-under 66 on Sunday to kind of take over the lead and run away with it. Fun to watch. It's a fun to watch course. It's just a fun to watch course when it's my favorite guy on it. Obviously, it's 10 times better. Besides Rory kind of running away and hiding with this one, do you guys have any other takeaways from the week?
Scotty went 63 for 63 from 5 feet.
Nice. Yo, wait, hold on. I have a funny Scotty Scheffler, like, holy shit stat. The Scotty Scheffler's T9 at Pebble Beach was his third worst finish in the last 12 months. Isn't that insane, dude? His third worst finish in the last 12 months was T9, a top 10. A fucking $250,000 paycheck is his third worst performance in the last 12 months, dude. The man is a machine, dude.
Ridiculous.
And still finished 15 under.
Yeah, Rory was at 21 under, right?
To win the
tournament. And that's the beach, dude. And it was
hole cold. One. Yeah.
What?
Hole one, pal.
What about it,
Shane?
Oh yeah, dude. Talk about Shane's. Talk about where Shane has his hole in ones.
Yeah, talk about it,
dude. What fucking 7 at Augusta, 16 at Augusta, 7 at Pebble, and then the Island Green at TPC. Fucking
Max, were we there for Lowry's?
We were there for that. Yeah, we were there for that. No, remember, we were standing next to JT's dad. Remember, and JT's dad
that's
was
right.
like, "Wow,
that's right.
That was a tiger war."
Yeah. He turned around and said, "Wow, that sounded like a tiger war." And then, like, 2 to 5 minutes later on socials, we realized that Shane hit a hole in one. We were probably, I mean, I don't know. We were like 3 or 4 holes away, I think. I don't even know, to be honest. It sounded like a plane was landing.
Really? Was that loud?
Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous. Was wild. Literally sounded like a plane was landing. I was like, the fuck? Like, it was like, you could hear it from a distance, and then it just like gradually got louder because people were just watch the ball, and like, started to get louder because it might go in, and once it dropped, dude, it sounded like a bomb went off. He's crazy.
That's so sick.
What a hole to get a fucking hole in one on, too. I mean, dude, seven is just seven is fucking sick, dude.
So
it's like you're hitting the ball off a cliff into the ocean.
And a fun fact about that is that same tournament, I think it was the day before, Aaron Rye made a hole in one on the same hole. And Shane Lowry was playing with him when he made his hole in one at Pebble.
That's insane.
He hit it a day after Aaron did.
Yeah, at Sawgrass, but then like, and then played together at Pebble, and that happened.
Dang. One more little stat here before we get into the announcers harassing our golden child, but Rory. So this stat comes to you via Sports GPS, aka CJ Hale.
I'm Arch Manning.
I'm Madison Skinner.
I'm Eva Jovic.
I'm Decoria Moore.
Want to train like a Red Bull athlete?
Tell us your fitness goals this summer to enter the Red Bull Athlete Challenge. You'll get to try each of our workouts for a chance to win an ultimate Red Bull experience.
Think you have what it takes?
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need. From athletic stuff, like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace. To nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
There's 14 fairways this week to hit. So there's four par threes. There's 14 fairways to hit. 10 of the 14 holes, Rory has the longest drive of the week on. The other four holes, he hit three wood all 4 weeks. So every time that Rory pulled out a driver on those other 10 holes, he was driving it farther than every other person. Just insane fucking levels of driving. I wish he could turn that into putting and wins in majors, but I just thought that was cool. He showed off a little bit this week with the big stick. But
what was his average?
I don't fucking know. That's the only ammo I came with, brother.
What was the long one? Was it like 384 or something like that?
It was insane, dude. Is that the one he cut the corner where the coverage didn't find the ball until it completely stopped rolling?
Yeah, and he ended up eagling that hole, I think.
All right, cut to Rory, aimed at the trees, looks like Bryson. I'm like, what the hell is going on here, dude? But yeah, that was fun. You know what else was fun? Watching Jason Day out there in a full Malbon sweatsuit.
Dude, shout out Malbon.
So sick. I've been nonstop just staring at their website, wishing I had money to drop on all their clothes.
Was it Jim Nance who's like, he looks like he forgot it. They lost his suitcase or something like that. And he's just wearing a matching sweatsuit. And I'm like, dude, low key. He looks comfy, dude. He's got that shit on, dude. Like, he looks
great. He's getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. So Kojak, you brought up the last episode that he fits himself. Like, do you think that was his call to wear a jumpsuit, like a sweatsuit like that?
Oh, for sure. He probably was like, I mean, they did lose his bags. So like, I don't know. He probably decided maybe like there's a Malbon near him. Because Malbon has stores everywhere, so.
Oh, wait, he actually lost his bag?
I think so, yeah.
That's wild if he actually lost
his bag.
That's so crazy.
That's somewhere on Twitter.
This is what he wore to fly on the airplane. He had to play golf in it.
That's what I'm saying. If he lost his luggage and just found a Malbon store and was like, yeah, gray sweats, gray hoodie. That's wild. I'd be so panicked. I'd try to pick out like the nicest stuff. He's like, just give me the sweats.
There was some guy that in the group that I played with on Saturday, he was wearing that this guy was wearing that black motive hat that Jason Day wears, like with the rope and like the DeWalt on the side. That was kind of wild.
Where does motive come from?
They make it's random, but there's some of their stuff like Patrick Cantlay has the DeWalt bag. Like that thing is fucking sick, dude.
I think it's ridiculous. So sick.
That thing is
Jason Day had it too at one point.
Really? See, dude, Jason Day knows how to do it, dude. It's just rock. Dude, imagine if he just had all yellow Dewalt Malbon combo, dude. Oh, my.
Dude.
Playing the yellow Peter Malnati ball, dude. Let's go.
Oh, and then yellow grips on all of his irons.
With this says Dewalt down. Oh, wow. That'd be fucking flames, actually.
That'd be yeah, sick. Dude,
instead of, like, Golf Pride on it, it just says Dewalt. Ooh,
or Malbon.
Dewalt, come on the pod.
Come on the pod, Dewalt.
Dewalt, sponsor Jason Day to come on the pod, please. Yeah, shit. That was funny. Just fucking seeing Jason Day out there in like sweatsuit. Just like so good. So do you guys we're all friends here, right? We're all friends. Sometimes. Unless Rory's playing bad, then I'm the enemy, but that's fine. We got to talk about Tom Kim. We got to talk about Tom Kim. Tom Kim took over a minute and 20 seconds to hit a ball out of bounds.
Whoa, right? Whoa, time out. Not just out of bounds.
Off the fucking map, dude.
Off the cliff into the fucking ocean.
It went into the Pacific Ocean after taking almost 90 fucking seconds to hit his golf ball. Like, this is, we talked about the pace of play recently, dude. This is like, this is where we're at, dude. Like, it doesn't matter how long you take choosing what fucking club, where to hit it, what line, what, who gives a fuck. If you hit a bad shot, it doesn't matter, dude. It's just like, it was such a microcosm of the pace of play issue. It's just like, these guys take huge swings on aggressive lines and take forever, and there's such a element of disaster that now it's going to compound the issue and make it take even longer. I don't know, Max, do you have any opinion on the issue?
I mean, like Brooks said, you have to start stroking, guys. You know, you just
pause.
Resume.
Wow.
You really got to start actually like taking strokes away from guys that are taking too long, because it's honestly getting to the point where it's not just a, you know, once in a while thing that it's getting brought up. It's like almost like an every week thing now where there's someone that it's becoming an issue. And to be honest with you, like if you are, you know, one of these guys who are the, you know, most elite golfers in the world, like it shouldn't be taking you a minute to figure out your life.
I have an idea. I'm within a club driving up to my ball in the cart. I'm like, oh, I hit this off the tee. This is how long the hole is. I hit it well. I hit it like shit. I'm probably going to be around here. Oh, the 150 is right there. Guess what that means? 150 yards away from the middle of the green. Means it's an 8-iron. All right. See you guys in the woods. You know what I mean? Like, just like.
Yeah, I stress out if I'm over that ball too long.
Exactly.
Sometimes,
dude.
I just have to step off and just refresh.
Think about too many things.
That's the thing. I feel like these guys are overanalyzing everything. I know it's different for them because they're playing for the money.
Rangefinders. Sorry.
Yeah, it's absurd how long some of these guys are taking over their ball. It's the waggles and the five practice swings, step back, check your line again, back over the ball, 17 waggles, like – that's not necessary. I get like a pre-shot routine, but that's just absurd. There needs to be some kind of clock like that. That's a
Is, dude. They just don't
a quicker clock. Dude, that yeah.
So a quicker clock. Yes, dude. You know what has a quicker clock?
TGL.
Yes, dude. Somebody talk to me about some TGL, dude.
Oh, TG.
Dude. Finally, a good match, dude. We did a little bit of a live stream on it last time, live at the end of the pod last week, dude. But holy fuck, was that finally a riveting match? Ratings are up from the JT week. I don't know, dude. You had Tiger in absolute rare form. Rory said after that was major Tiger. He had the same kind of intensity and the same kind of look as Tiger does during the majors. So, I don't know.
Rory, Scotty Adam Scott, and Keegan. No Hideki. No who's your mama? You know, he's not playing. And then against Fleetwood, Morikawa, and Rose. That'd be good. But I wonder why we're not getting Hideki.
I'm not sure, but let's wrap up last week real quick. Did anybody catch
my biscuit and cheese?
No, you're good, Doug. Did you guys catch any of the Tiger stuff? Did anybody watch how good Tiger played? Did anybody catch how good Tiger played?
I did. I just I also think it's one of those things, right, where like he always plays well when his back's against the wall. And I just think, not saying his back was against the wall, I just think for him, I just think he might have been a little disappointed with how the first couple weeks went.
Yeah.
In the sense of, you know, it just wasn't that exciting. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was cool to see those guys out there. And yeah, there were a couple laughs, Kisner blading the ball over the green and stuff like that. But, you know, that was actually competitive golf. You know what I mean? Mm. It was actually close. I mean, look, it went into overtime. You know what I mean? And the score was, you know, 3-2. It wasn't 11-1 or like something like that. You know what I mean? So I just think it's a learning curve for, you know, for them too, right? You know, because it's completely different than what they're used to.
What you just said is kind of the crux of the issue there, right? They won it 3-2. Like, that's the whole thing here, dude. They're going to get the ratings, and it's going to be compelling if the games are close. Like, they have to make these matches close. I think Tiger gives you a certain draw, but the staying power is making sure that they're going back and forth. I think last week, Tiger versus Rory, how the match went. Dude. Kiss sucks, dude. What the fuck is that, dude?
Kids love was you, not expecting that.
You suck as in like a PGA Tour player, not in the scheme of things. I will never be anywhere within a skosh of you, anywhere close. But holy crap, was that another entertainment factor as well. He's duffing chips and shit. So I don't know. I think the whole arena atmosphere, I hope they, dude, they still only have like the Terrace Open. Doesn't look like a full arena yet. Like, I wonder when they think they're going to get like enough like demand to have to open that shit up.
And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I mean, I think you would chunk a chip too if you
I would
if you did it cross-handed, you know.
Oh, he's cross-handed.
So.
But yeah, I would have putted that ball 100 times out of 100. Give me a 3-putt. That's way less.
Oh, hang on. I got to bring this up cuz this happened this weekend on Saturday. Bro, I watched the guy that I played with on a par 5. It took him 4 to get out of a bunker, and he was using his putter.
What?
Yeah, so he hit it once, went up, came back down, did it a second time, went up, came back down, third time, and went up, came back down, and as it was coming back down, he hit it again, and it went up and like landed on the back of the green. And he started. I honestly thought he was going to snap his club over his head. Awesome.
That would definitely make me do that.
Did he say something like, "Oh, I've never been able to hit a wedge out of the sand"? Or
no, he was just trying to. He thought that the way that, like, you know, it was like a ramp going up the bunker. He thought that he was gonna. I mean, he was a decent golfer. Like, I don't know why he wouldn't just hit one with a wedge. It was insane.
Putting out of the bunker. What are we doing here, dude? I love a good Texas wedge. Shout out Mike Haberman, but like, I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. It's, dude, I lost so many balls on yesterday playing golf, dude. It was, I had a disastrous day for my wallet just strictly based on how many fucking balls I lost. But anyway, yeah, it was finally a good TGL match. And then, Co, who do we have coming up this week? Who is,
Boston
Hideki, and then it was Morikawa, Rose, and
Fleetwood,
mate.
Tommy Fleetwood.
LA's in the lead.
Like points wise for the dude. Standings, they're doing Daigle, did you see how they're doing the points?
I did not.
It's exactly like hockey, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you go into overtime, you get a point.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's how it should be.
Kind of like that. It kind of incentivizes you to kind of, like, go for it.
At least, yeah, go for the tie at least.
Yeah, exactly. And once again,
but
I'm going to tell everybody once again, every match, every hole, every tournament, every tournament should end. Jesus Christ. Everything should end with a par 5. Everything. All golf entities end with a par 5. Tournaments, courses, all of them, dude. All end in a par 5. Anyway.
Every single one.
Yes.
But it's also interesting about this week's matchup because there are two teams that have had big investors with the ownership of the teams. Because LA had, was it Good Good?
Yeah, Good Good just invested in LA.
Just golf. Invested. And Boston just had Noah Kahn invested.
Yeah, there's a lot of money flowing into this league. Hopefully they can figure out that fucking technology, dude. As soon as I heard that they were in bed with Tiger and that's why they went with like not the best technology ever, I was kind of like disappointed. That's kind of Mickey Mouse bullshit. That's really not how leagues are made. But does anybody have any opinions on the
yes.
partnership? Go.
Well, no, I was going to go more on the a point of the, you know, the swing analysis stuff that they're using. I mean,
I know we kind of talked
about it last week, but like when they had Tiger and I think it was Morikawa hit the ball, like, you know, 20 yards over like a 95 yard green, like Tiger probably hasn't done that since he was 6 years old. You know what I mean? Like, so I just think that, you know, that's something that just needs to be like continue to be looked at, because like what happens if that, what, you know, happened last week when it was close, you know what I mean? And it got down to the wire and something like that happened and it, you know, caused one team to win because it was a shot that went 20 yards over the green that was so unrealistic that probably never would have happened.
I don't know how these guys are saying so calm when they're having a getting a bad reading, dude. Shit happens to me on a simulator, and I freak the fuck out, dude.
Get Tyrell Hatton.
Dude, Tyrell Hatton's going to be the first guy to put his club through the fucking screen, dude.
He would fight someone in the stands.
Dude, he'd
just be the over... Just over the head, Axe throws his iron right through the screen.
Oh, dude! Imagine Tyrell Hatton going into the stands at a TGL match and beating somebody over the head with a FootJoy Premier, dude. That would be so funny, dude. So funny.
Gets a bad reading, sprints over to the green, takes the flag out, just javelin tosses it at the screen. Just go full Happy Gilmore.
I don't know. The personalities are starting to show through. We're talking about Tyrell Hatton. The personalities on TGL are really starting to shine through, especially when you get these like close matches and they're like making fun of each other when they miss short putts and like razzing each other and like putting the pin, like dancing when they put the pin in if they win the hole or push the hole when they weren't supposed to. Like, I feel like it being a close match like allows so much more of that shit to come out.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the people really want.
Exactly.
That's what they need if they want to get more ratings.
Well, yeah, dude, fucking F1 didn't get a lot of ratings until the Saudis bought it, pumped a bunch of money into it, and they started fighting, getting in fist fights, dude.
Wow. Like,
that's most of the memory, dude. Remember when F1 used to be just like only got on SportsCenter when there was fist fights in pit route? Like, that was the only time that shit got on. Like, now it's like one of the most popular sports in the fucking world. So, I don't know. Somebody hit somebody during TGL, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Speaking of F1, shout out Mike Haberman. Just because his buddy Joe, when we went up to Jacksonville. No, it's just wild because he was watching F1 literally the whole ride we were going up to. We were going up to Jacksonville to meet you to play golf. He was just sitting there on his computer watching F1. And I was like, dude, people actually watch that.
It is crazy when you catch somebody in the wild doing something that, like, it's just like, there's so, like, people with cricket. You know how massive cricket is?
I don't even want to talk about that.
It's never organically come across my desk in the wild. Like, it's always.
Oh, it has.
Dude, my favorite thing to do, like right before golf starts on the weekends, like Saturday, Sunday mornings, you see what kind of absurd sports are on TV at like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, I've watched F1 races. They have PBR bull riding on that early in the morning on Sundays. Like, you could find some crazy shit and get into it too early on a Sunday. Get the juices flowing before a Sunday round.
Put an absurdly large bet on a random sport at fucking 7:48 on a Sunday morning, dude. Let's
just kind of get all kinds of jacked up.
I've seen live cricket while golfing on a Sunday morning at the park across the street from where I'm a member at Temple Terrace. There's a baseball field, and they were having a little cricket match or whatever you want to call it.
That's pretty cool. I went to a European soccer match. That shit's sick, dude. That's like.
Take your flexibility beyond the mat with PayPal. Pay nothing at checkout, then enjoy a flexible monthly payment plan that works for you with no sign-up or late fees. Find yours then and an easy way to pay with PayPal. Download the PayPal app to get started. Subject to approval. Pay monthly consumer loans made by WebBank. Available through PayPal Inc. NMLS 910457. Learn more at paypal.com/paymonthly.
We're going to need a bigger cake with room for 250 candles. I'm Josh Spiegel, host of the podcast Lunatic in the Newsroom. Join me and my guest BJ Shea as we celebrate America's big birthday. What are the best and worst American inventions? How would the founding fathers feel about today's America? What's the most American thing? And what will America look like at 500? Join our celebration this week on Lunatic in the Newsroom.
That's where you got it. That's, dude, that's the kind of crowd I want, like, TGL to be played in front of. Dude, like, shit's on fire, dude. Like, people are getting into fist fights, dude. There's barbed wire between the fan sections, dude. Like, some dude's beating a drum. Everybody's wearing a fucking scarf, dude. It's just, like, they're, like, fucking... kids, little kids are giving you the finger, young children saying heinous things. Like, that's I want every single TGL match to be like the 300 sections at a fucking Phillies game, dude. Like a 300 at fucking M&T Bank Stadium in a Philly stadium, dude. Like, I want it to get weird. That's the kind of raucous crowd I want to play golf in front of, and they're gonna get it this week coming up at the Waste Management. I haven't really looked at any of the odds, really what's going on, what's going forward, but I know it was such a calamity last year that they better have something figured out. They better hope it doesn't rain the whole week, because I think that's what threw a wrench into it last year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of respond based off of what happened last year with the canceling alcohol sales and kicking people out and
stopping entry to the tournament, dude. They had a bunch of, dude, remember Zach Johnson, Shane Lowry's caddy? Dude, there was a bunch of players and caddies getting into it with the fans as well.
Yeah, it'll be crazy to see how they kind of try to pull the reins in this year, if they can even try to do that.
This is
golf. I definitely think there's different. I think there's different rules and stuff like that this year than there were last year, for sure. In the sense of alcohol and all that stuff.
Just, why are you selling liquor at a golf tournament? It's just beyond me. Like, just sell beer and wine. Just like, well, everybody's in the hot sun. You're going to get fried. It's fucking Arizona, dude. And it's like, people don't understand that Arizona in February is just as like fucking crazy sun as like anywhere during the summer. So it's like, people get fried because they think it's February. They're getting way too drunk off of fucking the liquor.
The liquor.
Well, a lot of times too with the liquor, it's in those, you know, well, obviously you can get them at the regular concession stands, but most of them it's at those, you know, those suites, you know, where you pay all that money to go in the suite and then you can drink as much liquor as you want, boy.
Yeah, that's, you know, the thing. If you're paying a crazy amount of money to get a suite, you're going to want to drink whatever the hell you want to drink. And I know for a fact Joe Scherr would do that.
Yeah, I am classic do as I say, not as I do. If I was the one, ban the liquor sales, and I would be in my VIP tent fucking chugging liquor. You're right, dude. We've said this many a time, dude. Highest bidder, easiest path, whatever the fuck it is, dude. War down. Live golf, shilling for the highest bidder. I don't care. I'll turn this into four dude, one live, dude. I don't give a shit, dude. We'll do it for free. No, we won't. That's a joke. We won't do that.
We won't do
that for free. I don't sell out. I am a sellout. I'm not a free out. Anyway, yeah. Speaking of live, dude, they're gonna play Under the Lights this week. I think that's fucking.
That's
sick.
Fucking sick.
That's so sick.
So sick.
You see the videos of DJ practicing, and they have all the strobe lights going and shit.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Incredible.
It's dude, pretty it's crazy. Really
quiet on the sixth fairway. I can't hit it straight, and these guys are fucking.
Yeah, imagine walking up to a tee box and like levels
having an epileptic stroke.
That's insane. Dude, we went like next. We went, dude. The music's loud. It's every dude. The music is loud and it's everywhere, dude. It's insane.
Yeah, but it'll be even worse when it's dark out and, like I said, pretty much having an epileptic stroke walking around with all the lights going everywhere, you know. But
there's so much lights on, you can see it all.
Yeah,
because they when JT and Tiger and Rory played under the lights a couple years ago, you couldn't even see the ball, like, or the course at all.
Well, this one's gonna be different because, like, I know, like, the LPGA, they play a tournament. I'm pretty sure it's in Dubai, but they play in it every year and it's lit up. But it's like they're playing with, like, stadium lights, like, all up and down the fairways. It's, like, legit.
Did you guys watch the Desert Open, the good one that they did at night?
I didn't.
Dude, I think they were all using glow-in-the-dark balls, and there was a light in the cup, and there was lights that, like, outlined the green, and they had different, like kind of markers for, like, bunkers. Like, it would be, like, the outline of a bunker would be, like, a different, like, yellowy, and then the outline of the green would be, like, green, and then they would have, like, out of bounds would be, like, marked in red. I don't know. I just thought it was, like, there's so many creative ways you can do it at night, dude. I'm think that, like, night golf is going to start, like, definitely start becoming a thing, dude. Like, Topgolf is not, like, popular, dude, which is, I can't believe that, like, Callaway divested from Topgolf, and Topgolf really didn't take off as much as it did.
Oh, it's so old.
But I think that these, like, nine-hole executive, like, kind of, like, hybrid between, like, a bar and a golf course is going to start. I think you're going to start seeing these places pop up everywhere. Like, it's so fun to go out there with, like, fucking 5-6 clubs, dude. You can play every hole is under 250 yards, dude. You have a cart lady going around, but she has more than just beer and wine and liquor, dude. She has all these kind of different sandwiches and brick oven pizza and shit like that, like, flying around, dude. It's a 9-hole course all lit up at night. Like, these courses, like, I don't know, I feel like if you really want to grow the game, you have to, like, make it more accessible for people. And it's not just, like, how much a tee time costs. It's like, let's get people who, like, maybe, like, only have time to do it this time, or, like, would like to do it in, like, a group setting and, like, less of, like, a stuffy country club atmosphere. I don't know. I just really feel like that is really the direction that golf needs to and should be going into to actually grow the game. Because I think once you get to a certain point, you're going to be playing regular golf.
But with that mindset, you run into the same thing what happened at the Waste Management last year. You got people that are getting blackout drunk, causing a scene, being dumbasses, and that's how fights break out. And because in these courses, they don't want to risk it because then it turns into a liability. Well, I see what you're saying, because it brings, like, the excitement. It's going to draw more people to it. But then you got all this bullshit that the courses are going to have to deal with that they don't want to have to deal with.
But Kojak, remember we played at that that Orange Lake Resort or whatever in Orlando, where we played 18 holes, and then we, like, they had, like, that bar by the pool that we sat at, and we had pizza and we drank beers, and then we brought beers with us to walk on that, like, course that was lit up. Like, that was so much fun, and, like, it was nine holes, and I honestly want to say it was, like, less than $20 for us to walk under the lights.
I don't know.
There's even that there's a new golf league out there in Arizona, that grass clippings league, where they're all playing. It's a par 3 course out in Arizona, and they're all doing that under the lights.
I wonder if that's the same course that they played the Good Good tournament. Dude, that Good Good tournament was on fucking getting live broadcast on Peacock. Like, NBC had a truck there. Like, I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's why they have enough fucking money to fucking pitch in on a fucking live team, dude.
Yeah, it's all that that apparel. All that apparel money.
Did you guys see any of the foreplay apparel at the Waste Management this week?
Ridiculous. Fucking so ridiculous, sick. Ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous.
They fucking murder it every year, dude. They're collabs, dude. They're like masters.
They make so much fucking money, I bet.
Just knock my shit over. Dude, the jacket that said the People's Open on it, Like, yeah. Just absolutely fucking fire, nasty, filthy, dude. Like, absolutely gross. Gross.
What was the green, like, windbreaker pullover?
Talk to me, dude. Talk to
dude,
me.
Dude, so sick. All, like, throwback, like, 90s, 80s style shit. It just looked awesome.
They have stuff on their website.
You just slip right onto that website real quick.
They usually always have, like, especially like Waste Management, Masters. Like, I feel like Barstool, like, really does a really good job with their.
And it's all Peter Millar shit, dude, right?
Yeah.
It might be now. Like, the one that I have, it was like the brand was like Unreal or whatever. But I think now that they're, you know, a little more established, it's little Peter. Peter's my boy.
Dude, fucking Riggs got houses all over America, dude. They better be doing all right, dude. You see that new guy they brought on Barstool Beef, dude? That dude is the man, dude. His little, like, tips or something like that, they're fucking sweet. Not to pump another golf podcast, but I like what they do. I listen to them.
Yeah, we're also a direct competitor.
Yeah, dude, you know what, dude? It's the war of the fours, dude. You fucking don't come at us. We'll come at you, dude.
War of the
fucking
wars.
Bite a kneecap, dude. I'll fucking bite a kneecap.
War of the fours.
Oh, dude. What else are we going to talk about? Anybody got anything, dude? Anything good?
You think Ricky makes a run this year at the Waste Management?
I don't know. He's been playing good recently. Scotty's going to win this one, dude. It's going to be so dumb, dude. Or you're going to come back here on fucking Monday. You guys are going to be like, oh, you had 1 week of fun with Rory winning Pebble Beach Pro-Am, fucking whack and giggle, fucking, here comes Big Bad
whack
Scotty,
and giggle fucking shit.
Drop his fucking hammer all over fucking Scottsdale. It's like, oh my fucking God, dude, just like fucking kill me now, dude, it's gonna be the worst. Is Rory even playing this week, or is he playing in Dubai?
No. You think he ever plays Wasted Managements?
I don't think
Wasted
he's ever
Managements.
I don't think
Wasted
he's ever
Managements.
That's the new
Wasted
name,
Managements?
Dude, not the People's Open, dude, the Wasted Managements. Dude.
The Wasted Management.
The Wasted Management.
Dan, they even got Have a Day on there.
On Barstool Match? Or no, that's
no, that's
no,
got to be Bob Does Sports. Yeah,
that's Bob Does Sports.
That's
Flames.
Bob's the dude. Bob's
That's pretty sick.
This is nasty. What are the odds this weekend over at
240
podcast? This is great podcasting.
Even that red one, all the way on the left.
Dude, Scotty comes in T9, cut his hand open, hasn't played in fucking 3 months, +280 to win. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's why Hideki Matsuyama isn't playing TGL. He's +600 to win the 1600 to win the Phoenix Open. Let's see. Where do we got some good? Oh, Matt Fitzpatrick, 55-1. Siwoo, 60-1. Wyndham Clark, 60-1. Minwoo, 65-1. Jordan Spieth, 65-1. Akshay Bhatia, 65-1. I might fucking sprinkle on Akshay.
I'll sprinkle.
Yeah.
Hello, how you doing? How you doing?
Dude, JT 12-1. Dude, JT's been playing really well. Now his fucking odds are starting to reflect it.
Or Tom Kim shuts up Joe Scherr.
+3,000.
Imagine if Tom Kim looks directly into the fucking camera, like, hey.
Is that a foam finger?
I fucking heard you, bitch. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa, come on the pod.
Fucking bag tag.
Oh.
Bring the hand warmer.
On that note, that was the 30th edition of the Four Dudes One Cart podcast. I'm Joe. That's Co. Daigle and Max along as well. We will see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Stay wasted.